This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The group hoping to legalize marijuana in Michigan is taking its fight to court and suing the state of Michigan. MI Legalize is hoping to put a marijuana legalization question on the November ballot, but state authorities rejected the group's petition drive because it didn't get the signatures within the 180 days spelled out by a law that dates back to the 1980s. The group is now suing the state to get the signatures accepted and get the marijuana question on the November ballot. Attorney Jeff Hank is the executive director of MI Legalize. Jeff, tell us about this lawsuit against the state. Just exactly what are you challenging?
Well, the most important thing about our lawsuit is to make sure that the signature of a valid Michigan registered voter on a petition counts. The situation is a little more nuanced, where in the 1970s, a law was enacted that dealt with validating signatures that are older than 180 days. That law was actually not enforced by the state of Michigan for about 13 years because the state's own position was that it was unconstitutional. And then in the 1980s and 1986, the Board of State Canvassers created a policy for how you go about rebutting signatures which are older than 180 days, meaning they count, you just have to go through a different process. Well, in the last 30 years, no one besides us has tried to do that. And when we approached the Bureau of Elections and Board of Canvassers on how you do that, they told us there was two ways. You either get everyone who signed your petition to sign an affidavit saying they still support it and are registered to vote at two different time periods, or you get local clerks to certify that these people registered to vote. Now, the problems with each of those two things, no one's ever actually done it. It would be impossible for us to try to get everyone, we're talking about more than 200,000 people potentially, to sign an affidavit. And the local clerks, which would have been our second option, either refused to do it, and they were also told by the Bureau of Elections that they don't have to do it. There was no actual workable process for us to be able to do this. So that brought us to where we are today, going into court, arguing that these two laws, the 1973 rebuttal presumption law, the 1986 Board of Canvassers policy, and the new SB 776 signed by Governor Snyder recently, which would restrict petitioning to a strict 180 days, those two laws and the policy are unconstitutional.
Now, Jeff, you knew the rules when you got into this. So looking at it from the Board of State Canvassers' point of view, why should they approve your proposal when so many others before were rejected for the same reasons?
Well, I don't think anyone's actually ever been rejected for the same reasons. No one has ever bothered to try this. You know, from 1963 to 1986, nobody had to put up with the rebuttable presumption. So campaigns actually went for longer than 180 days. It was only in these last 30 years where no one bothered to try this after this policy was enacted. And typically, one of these proposals makes it to the ballot and wins once every 7 or 8 years or so. So it's actually very rare. And typically, the people that exercise this ability are special interest groups that have the money up front that can actually afford to hire out-of-state contractors to come in and petition full-time and make it in 180 days. So we did know when we started that we had longer than 180 days to go. We didn't know that this policy would end up being unworkable. You know, we actually wanted to try to rebut our signatures with the clerks, but it's not feasible. We actually would have to send our petitions out to 1,500 different clerks around the state of Michigan, many of whom refused to comply with us. So we essentially had no way to do this, no workable way that would be accepted by the Bureau, and that's just unfair. If we actually have enough Michigan registered voter signatures on our petitions, all we're asking for is to give Michigan citizens the opportunity to vote on in November, and we think that's a perfectly, you know, reasonable expectation to have.
Help us understand, because most everybody listening are not attorneys, are there legal precedents upon which you're basing this lawsuit?
Absolutely. In fact, many courts have struck down out-of-state registration for circulators laws. For example, up until a couple years ago, there was still a law on the books in Michigan that said you have to be a Michigan resident to circulate petitions in Michigan. Well, those have been struck down all across the country as a violation of your First Amendment. This happened most famously in the John Conyers case a year or two ago, where he had out-of-state circulators that had circulated petitions and went to federal court and originally was kept off the ballot, but ordered on. So yeah, there is a lot of case law. There's a lot of case law regarding the retroactivity. We've asked that this new law, which sets a strict 180-day time period, not be applied to us. It was actually signed into law apparently just minutes after the Bureau of Election and Board of Canvassers rejected our petition the other week. So whether that was coordinated or not, I don't know. But we believe we have very strong legal grounds for this. Historically in Michigan, people have always had the time period between gubernatorial elections to petition. So we have a very strong historical claim that this is the way it was. And just for a short time period in the last couple of decades, and the entire relative spectrum of this, has this policy been enacted? And again, some of the state's top election lawyers testified that this was a hastily crafted policy. It wasn't thoughtfully created. It's never been enforced. In fact, no one's even ever tried to do it. So we believe we have real strong grounds. And again, this has become bigger than marijuana legalization now. It is about the rights of every Michigan voter to be able to participate in this process. So we think it's a very important case, and we're going to do our best to stick up for the rights of every Michigan voter.
And we know the committee to ban fracking is also filed a lawsuit in the State Court of Claims to get its proposal on the ballot. Is there a possibility of the two of you coordinating efforts here?
Well, we've been talking to the committee to ban fracking all along. We sort of led the way on this policy, and they came along and certainly contributed to the dialogue and trying to make things better. And we have two separate cases, but in many ways, many of our legal claims are the same. And I think having reviewed their lawsuit, that they're right. You know, they have a right to continue on to petition at least until the 2018 election. So we wish them the best of luck. But we have a different case. You know, we were the only ballot group that actually submitted petitions to qualify. So we're in a unique factual situation. And that all happened, again, before SB 776 was enacted by the governor. So the committee to ban fracking has a slightly different case, but we definitely stand in solidarity with them and with any other group that wants to petition to get an issue before Michigan voters.
Jeff Hank is the executive director and general counsel for Am I Legalized, the group suing the state of Michigan to get its marijuana legalization question on the November ballot. Jeff, thanks for filling us in, and we'll be in touch with you, and I'm sure we'll be following this along with you.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.